Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn. The thought of having a blog is so important, especially when you're new. But just like a lot of new bloggers, you get stuck in a lot of different places because you're getting all this information from all these different places, all these different bloggers or whatnot. But what we did was we put together a free mini course. We call it the 5-day blogging mini retreat is what we call it. And you can get that at nichebloggingtips.com, anywhere on the website, nichebloggingtips.com. Sign up for our 5-day blogging mini retreat. It's a free mini course, a free 5-day blogging mini retreat. Check it out at nichebloggingtips.com. Implement SEO best practices. You want to optimize for search engine optimization, and that's something that I was just talking about when I was talking about the search engines being favorable to your content. That Yoast SEO plugin, man, it's a lifesaver to optimize your blog posts for search engines. Focus on writing high-quality, relevant content with proper keyword usage. It tells you everything within that Yoast SEO plugin if you scroll, once you install the plugin and you start writing your content, you can scroll like down to the bottom and you'll see it. It'll let you know. So you want to make sure that it'll give you a whole bunch of green check marks and it'll tell you if it's orange, if it's, you know, okay. And it'll also give you a red indication in some areas also when you need to add certain things or when the particular content is not up to par. So that's why that Yoast SEO plugin's a lifesaver. It's a must for me. Promote your blog. Here is what today's digital world, I guess that part of the episode, here's why that's so important, because obviously social media, you want to share your content on social media. Once you build up enough traction in your blog, people are going to start sharing your blog for you. Or if you use certain audience platforms such as Pinterest, people are really going to share it for you. But make sure you create your social media accounts for your blog and share your content regularly. Also, make sure within that, make sure you're not just sharing your content. Make sure you're engaging with that particular page also on other pages. You don't just want to share your stuff. If you just share your stuff, it's not going to mean anything to that particular platform. So make sure you engage on platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I wouldn't say Instagram. I mean, you can have an Instagram for your blog and you can promote your stuff on Instagram. So yeah, I'm not gonna say don't do Instagram, but Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, then Instagram. You want to build an email list also. And that's a whole nother video that I'll be doing in the future about building your email list. Set up an email newsletter using ConvertKit, MailChimp, AWeber. Encourage your visitors to subscribe to receive updates for your blog. The good thing about building the email list is that you can make an offer in exchange for the email list. So let's say if you are, really doesn't matter what you're doing, but if you have an offer and you're offering information in return for an email, that's a good thing because you can create an email newsletter and you can actually share your blog posts within that email newsletter. While you're building that list, anytime people want to, let's say if you are offering something, you need to offer some of value. First of all, that's really what I'm trying to say. Offer something of value. Offer something free. Maybe later on, maybe you got a course later on that you want to promote and sell. And you can use your email list with that. So promoting your blog, sharing on social media, building an email list is very essential when you start your blog.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.